Welcome to 2018 Tough Talking. We've got the full crew in the house.
In the house.
Albert, say hello.
Hello, Albert.
Hello, Albert. Roberto.
Good morning.
Markovsky.
Good morning.
And Joshua. Jose.
It's actually good afternoon when we're filming. We're recording this,
but... No, we can see the camera. The clock.
No one knows.
Yeah. They do now.
Right. So, we're going to go into 2018. It's been pretty hectic, first start. I think we can all agree it's been pretty full on. We've had some...
Busy.
Big energy to start with, which is cool. And we just said we'd go over a bit of normal chat, just about some of the things you can do now to keep progressing on with what you've probably started off and full whack. I think last weekend was, or this weekend just passed, was probably a big challenge for a lot of people. I know speaking to them just face-to-face, they said that it's kind of got to that stage now. They've been like a superhero for 2 or 3 weeks after Christmas, and now it's sort of like, I just want to have a drink or bad food, and it's getting like that. But... You know, I think that's short-lived, that win you'd have by having the drink or the binge or whatever.
You know what they call the, is it the third Monday of January, that Blue Monday?
The most depressing where
everyone, Monday?
Yeah, of the year.
Yeah. So where everyone has like done a couple of weeks of the high of the new year, then it's like, bang, back to reality.
Yeah,
got another year of work and whatever to look forward to the
this
Christmas
is where
again.
We should have a soundboard. It goes, back to life. Back to reality. Stuff like that would
that
be so
tune.
Cool,
that
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be so good if we
that
had
was seamless.
So we'd try and clip that out and have that.
Yeah, I think maybe.
But can we do that throughout? Like, if you feel like there's a song or a noise, you should
just do it.
That's what I feel we need to bring into 2018 in our tough talk.
We're terrible at noises and things like
that. I think I'm quite good.
You're like the guy out of.
Guess this noise, guess this noise, ready?
Yeah, no,
ready?
You are a bit like the guy out of Monday Sports right now.
What was that?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio's nose.
Yeah,
perfect.
There we go.
Yeah, but you know how Mark got that?
Because I nailed the noise.
Because he watched you put your finger from your nose out front.
Once
from
again,
the noise.
Once again, no one can see
no
that.
No one's
Rob.
Getting that.
You're killing the Rob. Rob, the Rob killing everyone's show on Tough Talk. Maybe he's not invited next time.
Pinocchio
I won't bring my phone. I won't record it.
Because I was pointing at Alex when I said that.
That's how I really got it.
Let's be honest. Anyway, so what can we do to sort of stay on track out? I mean, have you got any ideas as what have you done to like sort of overcome bits when you've had temptation?
Well, what have I done? I haven't really been tempted because I'm an athlete 24/7, 365 days a year. So I'm always, you know, I'm one of them gifted people, which is complete nonsense. I think you just have to remind yourself why you're doing it. Making notes to yourself is a good thing, actually. I can't remember the word for it, but it begins with an A.
Self-affirmation.
Affirmations?
Yeah, self-affirmation, yeah.
So, if you write down why you're doing something, like you see all these people who've got things up in their house that says, remember to smile, as if you need to be reminded.
On the way out.
Yeah. Mine's like, breathe in, breathe out. Things
step.
Like that. But yeah, writing notes to yourself is good, giving yourself reminders. As to why you're doing stuff, because it's very easy to lose your perspective very quickly. Just remembering why you're doing something and what it's for and what you want to get out of it.
Yeah, cool. So making almost like the reason why bigger than the reason to go out and
remember what
yeah.
you're doing it for. You're not just going with the motions of everybody else.
Just in the January January ocean nearly. Flood, that's what I was going to say. Flood of people coming in January and just going
on the back
in and out of the tide at the same time.
Yeah, and on the back of that is about realising that if your goal is something quite big, then it's not, you know,
breaking
losing
down.
X amount of stone, for instance. Mm. It's not going to happen by the end of Feb. Now, don't get disheartened about that. Just actually know that, understand the realistic time frame behind a goal. And set smaller goals along the way.
You did quite a cool piece on that, Cooney, didn't you? Recently, like about goal setting, about what's realistic and that. And we'll post that actually after this blog. I think it'll be quite cool.
Yeah, smart goal.
Smart goals, because like not funny, but go through what because you briefly said that each goal should be smart and the reason for it.
Yeah. So you want your goals to be specific, actually attainable as well.
Yeah.
So like if you want to run 5K, let's put a figure on that. Let's run 5K. If you want to lose some weight in the meantime as well, we can do that. But let's not just say let's lose some weight. Let's say I want to lose 5 kilos, for instance. You know, that's just an example. It might be 5 pounds. Whatever, but obviously set a specific goal so you've got something to work towards, and then we can go from there. Really, like at least if you're specific about it, you know exactly what you want. We can then go from there and just set smaller goals. So we might say you want to run 5K, we'll run 3K to start off with, and then we'll build you up to that 5K.
Yeah, so cool.
You can almost set the big one and forget it.
Yeah.
Just focus on the little ones and go, like the weight loss, for instance, if you were to run 5K, the weight loss could be a byproduct of running from a K, you know, starting a couple of weeks, just getting up to a K, then added distance, so and so. And then once you get to 5K, you have to be lighter to be able to run that distance. Well, you don't have to, but it's kind of an accumulated sort of progress, really, isn't it?
I love the tunes going off again.
Just, I thought I'd put that one in there, still trying to black eye piece. Black eye piece, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be overpowering because it's quite a good knowledge bomb coming out, so I just thought background it for those people.
Okay, that's good. Maybe we should do different noises, not say what they are, and then see who picks
ping them out.
All the different ones within the...
No, be a great competition.
Little competition, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
cool.
We'll have to think of 10 different ones, and
that's it.
And then, and who comes up with the things wins some cool prize.
Maybe competitions.
Yeah.
Maybe come and sit in with us.
Yeah, my zone. That's been a big change this year. We haven't really spoke about that, have we? So
no.
I think that's been. I've personally am probably the most anti-technology and things like that before, as you may have gathered. And
first internet shop, 2014,
which is the 15, other day,
15,
right?
2015, really? First internet shop. Yeah.
Wow. He's struggling the other day with his muscle food order.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm good at it, mate. Okay. It takes practice. Listen, you've got to have attainable goals. You just talked about
we're
that.
Different places.
But that, the thing with the MyZone, I've got into it to a point, but I'm still not one of these people that, because I think the hard thing is with certain training programs, there's certain things like you follow and you're going to do certain bits and bobs and whatever it is. I mean, a big goal for a lot of people, say being weight loss and things like that, it's incredible for, because it does give you that motivation. And actually, when I was doing my training, oddly, it's pushing me back up to pushing a little bit harder. And I think I got very complacent. I was like, yeah, I'm working hard. And then it actually made me question some of my training process, programming, because everything I do is around sort of like the weight-based stuff and whatever it is. And I'd see that I'd peak quite a bit in some of the heavier lifts, which I loved. And then I'd be looking, I'm like, I'm actually sitting like that blue-grey zone for quite a while, which for those who don't know about is some of the lower end of your percentage heartbeat. And I was like, throughout an hour's session, I'm only peaking it X amount of times. Can I reduce some of the rest times for some of my things? Not all of it, because it's not always effective. And I think people even should learn that and understand that, those who are getting involved, you're not always going to be in like the red and yellow zone, which are like the top end brackets. But I enjoyed getting myself there as well. And then when we did that, it even got me to do that like little ladder challenge we did the other day. I mean, I avoid that sort of stuff like the plague. Like, I really don't enjoy those sorts of things usually. But it made me enjoy it. And that's quite cool, because it's almost gamifying it a little bit. Me and Al were both on there, both sweating quite profusely before starting. The nerves got to us. What did I say to you before?
I nearly had a full-on panic attack. I was scared.
Heart rate through the roof.
I was in the red zone. I hadn't even got up the stairs yet.
there was actual genuine nerves sitting there. Really? And I think that comes through me putting pressure on myself and thinking, right, you know, people have done pretty well at this.
Yeah.
But it made me do it, and I did do it, and I felt really good about it. And that's not to say that everyone should be pressured into doing this stuff, 100% not. But actually, for certain people, it will motivate us to do more and from there. And I've really enjoyed it. I went away this weekend, and we were in the forest and stuff, and I was like, I'm going to go on and do a little bit more and check out like sort of my heart rate zone and stuff like that. So just spend an extra half an hour out there and might go for a bit of a run. I've never, ever thought about doing that before. And that was just purely because I was being a bit more accountable to other people. And like, we're going to set ourselves a target for February. Now we're all back in and doing stuff. The trainers have to hit 3,000 MEPs in a month. Now, for us guys, we don't really create that many MEPs points because a lot of our style is like weight-based training sometimes. So we will actually have to dig out and do a little bit more, which I think is only cool because we want to kind of lead by example. Obviously, if we're trying to gain size and stuff, we know we're burning more calories. Well, we know how to deal with that, and actually it just means eat more. Happy days, right? Exactly, yeah. So that's been quite good fun. But also, I think this, you know, coming up to February, we said we're going to do a competition in-house, didn't we? And that gives everyone an opportunity, because they'll be sort of on a level playing field working in some of the higher zones, the yellows and the red zones, which is going to be good fun. And I think a lot of people should, you know, get involved if they can get involved. It changes up a little bit. Exercise is about making
fitness fun, isn't it? So our sort of three things we want to try and make fitness fun: nutrition simple, and obviously have that support element there to help you progress. So
the support's a big thing in these, right? How many times have you had a message on your Miles Open page, like congratulating you, oh, well done, giving you a little bit of banter if you're close with them, but you know.
But other people connecting, like other members and following each other's sort of workouts and pushing each other
people
on as
People
have
never met each other, commenting each other, and they're like,
competing
like,
on
yeah.
right and on waste.
I mean, Super Dave, which is a PT client, doesn't, he barely sees anyone else, and most people are like, who's this Dave guy, you know, and then send him a message, and he's loving it, because he's kind of like, actually get some of the community feel more now, just from having this belt. It's like, I never thought anything, that was a complete byproduct for him. But, you know, people are getting out there and doing more. So February should be really good fun. I think that'd be really cool. We're going to have, I say, really good fun getting our match points up.
Well, I've been adding a little bit of, sort of hit-based stuff to the end of my workouts just to get the...
Let's be honest, you are going to be the most competitive out of us four to beat us, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to a bit of a programming month which is quite limited in its actual volume of sets and reps, so squats, the heavy squats, but it's still going to probably limit my points, so I'm going to have to look at
I'd still be in the red
getting to the
squats,
end,
mate.
End of that month and catching up, I think. But yeah, it's interesting. It's
don't forget sort of, you're really old as well, so it's hard
yeah
to
really old, so yeah, I'm going to have to work hard, obviously.
I mean,
yeah.
Mark and Josh are like teenagers,
too young to
whip it. I've got the big 3-0 this year, Dirty 30.
Me too, right at the end of the year.
So what you got to do, what are you going to do before you get to you get anything to tick off the list?
I'm just to be honest, mate. I'm just
like
trying
surviving,
not to have
just
getting to 30 is my big task. I'd be quite surprised if I get there. I think.
I reckon you'll be
alright.
Only got a couple of months. It's one of those things, though. You're not promised.
If it doesn't, I'll have your car.
All right, sweet, mate. Cheers. Good one.
Loads of compassion.
Anyway, so that's getting off the task again. But yeah, so we. I think other things to be doing is looking at how we can stick with these things, how we can not only stick with what we've aimed to do, is maybe set a new target for say February. And what would you be looking at now? If you were an individual now who set a good goal, set a target, what would you say to, you probably have said it to yourself for certain things, but what would you, if you could get in someone's head now who's kind of thinking, I've done pretty well for January, I've dropped a few pounds, I've done whatever, what could I be doing now? What should I say to myself to go, right, I've got to get through February and not just fall off the wagon? What bit of advice would you give yourself?
Well, it depends. If you've had a weight loss goal through January and you've hit that, and now you're in a position where you're like, right, well, I've done that. How do I either sustain that or push on? Then it could be change your goal more towards your training. If you've just started doing a bit more strength work, for example, you could now have a goal in terms of what weights you want to get to, or
change of focus.
Change of
so
focus.
Yeah, take the emphasis off the weight loss, or just get things into consistency, really, and just going through, like I say, the results come in as a byproduct of being consistent or making something fun, collecting points on the MyZone system. Or
we've got the run in March, so we've got the obstacle course, the One True Grit in March.
Yeah,
the
that's
10th,
a good goal for a lot of out of comfort zone for some people.
Yeah, exactly,
a lot of people have never done it before, which is good. So that's something to look forward to.
I guess 2 months ish to maybe get some running in to practice that. I mean, we don't run, and we've got to run 10K soon, so we might have to go outside for a change.
Well, maybe that'll be a thing then for us. Like, we go, right, okay, we've got to
I'm definitely going to have to start building
a couple of K. Yeah, maybe join a couple of other people that are doing the same sort of event, and you go out as a group, and you can just like push it on a little bit that way.
Yeah,
maybe
cool.
Just keep going, maybe just keep the movement up. So you'll be burning more calories, you know, weight loss will probably be a byproduct of that anyway.
Yeah.
So if you keep it consistent, it won't be hard to keep those results flowing through February.
What about this then, okay, for someone? I think people probably, if we're on a struggle most with keeping on track with the better choices with food or snacks or whatever else they've been doing, probably been really hot on that. And maybe for a lot of people that dry January and stuff, heard people talking about that. What would we sort of say to them as a, right, you've got February now, like, yeah, you can maybe ease off the reins, as you're saying, and look at a different target, different stuff. But how can we maybe take some of those points and make it a bit more manageable, you know, for February? So, like, if I'm someone who's gone, right, for the whole of January, I haven't touched alcohol, okay? How can we sort of go, what can we do to in February, not just go, right, I'm getting lashed up now, or I'm having that couple of glasses of wine every night again and fall back into that habit of doing it whilst watching, I don't know, The Voice or something like that, you know? What could you be doing? Like, how would you approach it? Maybe change the relationship with that. What advice would you give to those people? Because it's all well and good then going, right, I'm going to run more. But I know a lot of people go, right, as soon as I've done a run, I can now have my protein bake thing that I've made, which actually is just kind of negated the calories that burn. So what could we do that maybe, I mean, what would you say?
Again, going back to having a plan, yeah. Weekly plan, meal plans.
Identify the triggers that make you do something like that. If you're someone that struggles with tiredness and your way to deal with tiredness is grab a chocolate bar. Because you
stay up late watching stuff. Yeah, it's going to add to that, isn't it? Yeah,
so change a habit. So maybe write down a couple of habits and see, like, this week I'm going to make sure I don't do that. If you've got something, like, I'm a sucker for routine and habits. So if I've got something that I regimentally do, then I can quite easily be like, right, well, I just won't do that. And I'll just do this and that. I can change that mindset quite quick, but some people...
It takes time, yeah.
So, like, when you do your shot, if you're somebody that has to have the wine in the evenings and you always do your weekly shot on a Monday night and stock up two bottles of wine, well, why don't you change that to doing it a different day and not buy the wine, so it's not there in the house for the week, for example.
Yeah, go out on Saturday night. Change your action. So go out Saturday night.
There's got to be a trigger for why you do it.
One small bar of chocolate and a bit of wine and that's it. Then rather than getting it early, going through it in the week and going to get it again. So
yeah, exactly. So that's a really good thing, right? So it's one thing like this shopping list thing we always go back to. If you have a shopping list and stick to the shopping list, then you're a lot less likely to mess up. And you say, if you're a person who buys two bottles of wine at the beginning of the week, because you know that's what you consume usually, and not buying it, and then not being funny on that Saturday or whatever day it is you decide, or Wednesday night, you've actively, consciously got to go out and buy that bottle of wine. It's going to make you think a little bit more about it. Plus, it's a little bit more effort. Sometimes you're like, I can't bother to do it. Do you know what? Let's not buy it. And let's, and you're so right in what you said. You kid yourself, like, oh, I'm buying this for Saturday. Because it's in the house, and if you're someone who's tempted by that sort of thing, you know, you're probably going to jump to it. Like, whether it be, the bag of chocolate whispers, or whether it be the bottle of red, or whatever your vice might be, the bag of crisps. I'm doing it for then, I might as well get it here whilst I'm in the shop. Let's be honest, you're probably going to go to the shop again for something or another, and if you can buy it at a later date, it's a probably good thing. So, yeah, and actually, I like what you said about the habits thing. Having maybe just one habit and one little task, see, it's almost like, as a little challenge each week, and it doesn't have to be the same one, but this week my challenge is to not drink the red wine. Next week it might be the red wine, but actually I'm not going to have the chocolate that goes with it or something. Yeah. So, all right, it's only a little bit, but you're still having a bit of fun or whatever, and maybe, you know, if you're somebody who gets into the habit of having a glass of red wine just because it's the end of the day, because it relaxes you, you might find by cutting that out for a couple of weeks, you feel better without having it. It's just you. It's in your head that you think it relaxes you. And actually, that might be a problem that's making you struggle to sleep and stuff along those lines. It's interesting when we start to cut those things out, the difference it can make in other things that we think is helping with, and sometimes it doesn't actually help. So
give yourself things to look forward to so that you don't just think, well, I might as well do it now. Do you know what I mean? So
if
you've got someone's birthday coming up, or you've got a weekend that you've booked off and you want to chill and take your family out for the day, when the sun starts coming out a bit more and the cold, you know, snaps disappear, then give yourself something to look forward to and be like, right, well, I'm not going to smash a bottle of wine this weekend because I know on my day off on Tuesday, for example, I'm going here for the day and I might have a few drinky poos there or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can call them drinky poos if you want to. That's totally
everyone
cool.
Loves a drinky poo.
Really cool. That's sweet.
Not drinking
cool.
poo.
So, right, drinky poo. If we look at leaving it there before Alex comes out with anything more that's just as outrageous
quite or disturbing,
horrendous, that would be good. But I think maybe we can take a few bits out of there. What we are going to be doing is actively asking people questions that we can answer on this Talking Tough going forwards, and we're going to start to get back on this weekly. I think that's one of our things, one of our habits, is to actually start to implement our fluidity, you know, and consistency.
Five listeners are really sort of.
We'll give people shout-outs, can't we? We can do that.
Yeah.
If we start doing listening competitions like the radio, people might get... We're bribing people to listen to our rubbish, basically. Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Bribery is fine.
We'll give you a shout-out to the masses.
Yeah.
If you...
We'll tag everyone.
Hashtag.
Which is at least five people, as Rob said, that listen currently. And
subscribers.
Solid subscribers.
I mean, if anyone's still listening now...
That's pretty good going.
Yeah, you've done really well.
You've either fallen asleep.
In all fairness, you do deserve a prize.
We're actually entertaining you.
Or you're on a really long car journey and you've just fed up listening to Radio 1.
If you are listening and you've got the minutes rolling, what minutes are we on?
19.29.
Nearly 20 minutes.
So you've got to message us with the minute timer that...
You stopped.
Right, well, that's...
On that note, bye everybody.
See you later, peace!